the hell they're doing. What the fuck's going on?
God damn my life.
Gardens, Jim Simpson.
We don't have no problem, Dad, but since here within the last 2 weeks now, I'm going to got things going to, that my green situation is going to be coming off. We're starting tomorrow. I'm going to pick some greens, and from there on, about three times a week we'll have them, and possibly sometimes it's going to be about four times a week that I'll have them.
Oh,
and
God,
I'm
going
to have them planted in rotation where that they're going to come off. Just as soon as one bunch go off, there'll be another bunch that's coming on. That's the way it's going to be run.
I sure appreciate that, friend.
It will be.
Those greens will take care of a lot of our mouth problems and boils and so forth. Very, very helpful. Use the vitamin C, as I said, but use it sparingly. You know, use it where it's necessary. I want to help, but it's going to be difficult to restock things. Bananas, Danny.
I too put in for a request for a change, Dad, but I decided against it tonight.
As of now?
No, I mean, there was when. It would be ridiculous. You are more experienced in it. Why would you want to change for?
Well, I had my ups and downs in the bananas, and a lot of it I deserved with the criticism that I've been getting, and a lot that we did not deserve. I felt we did not deserve in the criticisms we got as a crew, as a whole. I felt they had been working hard in some instances, and in other instances I know we have been letting down quite a bit, and I have also. And it seems that we have got a reputation every time something's read or somebody says something that we're the slowest in the bunch, and every time we're on the floor it reflects, and it's been that way ever since, and it's been bothering me quite a bit that way. And I thought, well, if I can get out, it may pick up the crew some.
That's bullshit, Danny. That's bullshit. You know that's bullshit. What you should have said in so many words is, my image, I thought, was being affected, so I want to quit. That had been one sentence, that had been it. Because, in other words, your paranoia was too far at work, because you don't have that image in the first place. But what you could have finished in one sentence, my image, I think, is being affected, so I want to quit.
That's true, Dad.
Let's go. What's the problem now? What's the breakthroughs, or what's the problems?
Everything seems to be running fairly well. We removed another windrow and of banana trees, about 174 trees today, which is going to affect somewhat our production of bananas intake. But we're planting them as fast as we can, so when they come in, when they start to yield bananas, we're going to pick up quite a bit more. Because the banana trees we remove have suckers as well, so it means double the production in trees as we plant.
Thank you. Thank you. Herbal Gardens. Shift. Let's go, Herbal Garden.
Excuse me, Dad. We found something called Gota Cola, which is the herb to preserve a long life. And it's...
Burn it.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm just teasing. You know, we eat it. We got to stay alive. We owe that to the revolution. You found something for a long life?
And it's also good for a lot of medical things. We're working on it now.
Well, I'm glad about the other medical things.
Yeah, good. Yeah. It's a blood purifier.
Well, I can stand that.
It's a brain food, memory improvement.
Yeah, I need that. So does it. So do you. I don't know that I need it.
Yeah.
Look at this audience out there on the news.
Really.
When you give it to them, Shirley, then I want to know the night you give it, so there'll be no excuses. Everybody will then remember everything.
Okay. What we're trying to do, what we're trying to do now is transplant it and get it up into the herb garden. We were just given some more land by the analysts last night, and we're going to make it in larger amounts so that everyone will be able to have some.
Okay, good.
And we found some cactus this week on our land. Thank you, Dad. We're working on that for food, cooking it up. And like I said, we had the, we were given some more land, and we're going to work real hard on working
That's
on
good.
That.
That's good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Peanuts? What?
Go ahead. Stephen, go ahead. What's the status of the research on kelp? It's a very important source of iodine and good for many, many things. And I know you're supposed to ask Davis what research he was doing in town. And also, is Pauline Groot working with you? Because she has an interest in the cultivation and the harvesting of it. I just want
Can
we
just answer that quickly and get to Pauline? And there she is.
Is Pauline working, yes or no? Pauline working, yes or no? Yes.
She's fine. Yes. Oh, please. Yes, folks. I'm in misery.
Only suggestion I have to the herbal committee, when they cook up their stuff that they find, before you bring it to the office, to Dad, have somebody else taste it first.
What shit? Why don't they taste it first?
Kelp. What about this kelp, she said?
Good, okay.
Yeah, I don't need to be experimenting if you want to, these days particularly.
We tasted that before we sent it.
Okay.
Kelp.
Pauline has worked on the kelp information before. Davis found out that there was no kelp available in Georgetown, and he suggested that we go to Mon Repos to check on the kelp situation there.
You go to where?
Mon Repos. Is that outside of Georgetown? Where is it? I don't know anything more about than that.
Kelp? I don't
know. Seaweed. Seaweed, and it has a good source of iodine.
Well, why would you have to go to Georgetown? The whole fucking ocean's full of it. There must be something wrong here. Please, radio, check this. I mean, reach down and get kelp anywhere. Let's go. Thank you. What is it?
I was going to say, Mon Repos is about an hour, about a 45-minute drive from Georgetown. So it's nothing relevant.
Okay, let's get kelp. I don't think you have to go that far to get kelp. Let's go. Herbal Gardens. What is it, champ? Jeffries, comrade, go ahead.
Dad, since I started taking over yesterday fully for peanuts, we've been doing good. So we weeded and killing peanuts now, so we're doing fine for the last day and a half.
That was good peanut butter you gave. That was good peanut butter, whatever they made up from the peanut butter.
Jack made that up.
Well, that's good.
We shared a few peanuts last time.
But, let's get that going, because that's rich in protein. Very good, nutritious food.
Okay, thank you, Dad.
Very, very good for the body.
Okay, thank
Sorrel, bricks and soap.
All right, the Sorrel, all we're doing is maintenance. We've got a little problem with some, we think it's fungus, and we've been spraying for it. And as far as the bricks, we've got, since our last report, we made 201 bricks, and we're trying to get some more help with that. And we've got all the construction materials now to finish off our brick building for this section. And we need, now we're ready to go to the soap and construct the soap building so that we can get that started. But so far we don't have any materials for it now. No wood, that is. We'll have to go glean it out of our acquisition system.
What's he saying? Well, can we get it? I know you know soap and bricks is one of the things that's so essential. Can you get the goddamn, please just move the obstacles out of the way.
So when are you going to start tomorrow?
Wait, what's your question?
Are you going to start tomorrow? When are you going to start?
Yes, well, I've been working on all of it all along.
What's next on the agenda? What's next on the agenda?
The only problem that I have, there's two problems. One, the weather, which, you know, can't help that. And then the other problem is, it seems like out in our fields, whenever we dump fertilizer or shell, the piles lay. And so as a result, they become, you know, an obstacle for the tractors, and they're harder to take care of. And besides that, it seems like the rain leaches them down quite a bit. So what I'd like to make a suggestion before everybody that to centralize the shell, and then they only put on off the trailer what they can use. You know, take it right off of the trailer and put it right on where they're going to use it, and then the rest of it they take back and put it in the central pile. Or we make take some poles and make like a central bin in each field out of the way of all the tractors, and, you know, store the fertilizer, the shell, whatever there. Because I've got one field now that there's a big pile of shell out in the middle of it, and it's got to be moved before the tractors go on it. So, you know, that's actually my only problem right now.
We'll take care of it.
Yeah, we can take care of that. The next item is natural insecticides.
Hold it. There was a question here, and somebody mentioned back there to me the question, what about, is it true that your bulldozer has been delayed? I want to clear this matter up because public image of affecting your efficiency, and we need to be concerned about our efficiency image, that you are delayed in getting started. And then when your dad does say things, now the one thing you children, all of you, mine included, you must not rebel against your parents in the public arena. If they are in a leadership role. You follow what I'm saying? You must not do it. You've got to do it privately. Is it true that you argue with your dad for argument's sake over everything? I was said to me last night.
I give him a hard time, yes.
Well, that's arguing for argument's sake, right?
Right.
Is it true that that on one morning the bulldozer was 1 o'clock getting out when you know the pattern of the rain, and why was it if it was so?
It's true, and I
know it was true, but why was it?
I was just, there's no excuse. I was sleeping.
Well, what in the hell do you guys have arrangement for alternate duties? This is dangerous about going these long hours and taking your time. You miss the whole purpose of planning and construction. We denied this stoutly before. You denied this. What the hell was out? Wasn't Al Simon supposed to cover so that the bulldozer was never to be inoperable or inactive? And what time did you go to bed? Would we justify you be starting at midday at 1 o'clock?
I finally got to bed that morning, probably about 2:30 or 3, and I didn't go to sleep till probably around 5:30 or 6. There's no, Lee talked to me. I happened to hear what you said over the radio that day, and I was Lee talked to me about it, and I told Lee under no circumstances would it happen again. And
I never heard any feedback on it. I never heard any feedback from you. Another thing you people need to do. And Sat, by the way, you're dropping stuff. Observers report to secretaries. Those should be given directly to me in my hand and told me what they are. I found these goddamn observers reports the most tight security where everybody could see them. I'm called Tim Jones Tim Jones Knight. Sat observer, particular observer report. That's not work observers. That shit should never be laying around. I find it laying around on a desk. So you give it to me. I don't know which secretary is responsible for that, but you give it to me.
So how the patrol officer is giving the calendar directly to you, or
Calvin didn't. This one didn't get given directly to me, because I found it. Okay, whichever one, Calvin and whichever. I don't care. Whoever's they're wrong, and I didn't hear anything about this. Lee should have seen that. I learned of your humility. I heard nothing of it.
I take the responsibility, because I was planning to come up to you and tell you about it, but I didn't do it. It's my fault. My place to come up and tell you, since it was the accusation was against, you know, it was to me and not, you know, to Lee. So I, you know.
Right. Right.
But since I'm coordinator, I do coordinate the cats. I should have gone to you, because it was a public. It was put over the PA system, so I should have gone directly to you. So I'm in error.
And they, how did he get there at 1 o'clock? You should have been raising hair and him being there at 1 o'clock. Except a bulldozer inoperable. Did those in the farm analysts that complained about it being inoperable when we needed all the dry we could use and had no other time, did you guys go to the coordinators and complain? Shaken, did you go to anybody and complain? What's that?
No, I didn't go to the coordinator and complain, Dad. No, I did not.
Okay, now which one of the farm analysts did it? Because it was brought to my attention as if it was your complaint. And that you give mouth to Charlie when he talked to you before about this kind of procedure in public. Now, somebody raised that complaint. I did not look for the bulldozer. I was too busy with radio strategy. So somebody raised that complaint. Does anybody in the whole damn secretarial staff know who it was? It was phoned into me. But the coordinator ought to have known it. You ought to have known it. If that's your responsibility, Lee, you should have known that that thing was not moving at 1 o'clock. Who raised the complaint? It was not you that raised the complaint, though, Lee. Somebody in that farm analyst raised the complaint.
That's what I heard you say the day that you said it on the radio. I mean, over the intercom.
What was your dream?
Huh?
I heard it was you, too.
I think I did, too. I think I did hear it was him. But he says, and I believe he's saying the truth, but somebody nailed him as doing it.
A couple of months ago.
He's talking about Saturday.
She said you told her. You said you told her.
You did tell me right in that radio room porch. You said, that bulldozer has just now started up. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'd like to know why it has been laying idle all morning.
Yeah.
Shut up, Gene.
I might have talked to you or somebody else about it, but I thought when you said raise the complaint, if I had written a note or something to Dad about it, which I did not do. And that's what I thought you were talking about.
Well, naturally, man, if you make a comment like that, I would weigh your judgment and ask why.
Conversation with her. I had not remembered saying that to her, but I very well could have.
Is it true, Charlie, in your opinion, does he take disagreement with you over non-essential matters, or is that just other people's observation?
No, that's true. I don't think Mike has changed a bit towards his attitudes towards me since, especially when we're talking about what he's doing with the cat, his time at work. Off work, he and I have a fairly good talking relationship when we do talk, but we don't talk often. But I know I cannot approach Mike. I still can't approach him because I'll get a bunch of crap from him. I'd also like to say while I'm here is I don't think Gene was right in not approaching Mike. I don't think he should have gone to Carolyn. When he saw the goddamn machine had set, he should have gone and found somebody to find out why it was sitting. I'm going to take part of the blame for it, too, because I knew that it wasn't right that it was sitting there. And I also saw Al Simon over on the shake mill, and I have enough knowledge to know that there's a driver and there's a bulldozer, and by God, they could be working regardless of where Mike was.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to take part of the blame why the bulldozer didn't run that day myself. It makes no difference whether I'm the coordinator of the machine or not. I knew that something was wrong, and I should have corrected it.
That's true, but Lee, you got to take initiative and not back off. Because he would be the coordinator's son, which I don't think you would be, or that he was white. I don't think that would. But why did you not notice it was 1 o'clock?
I had not paid any attention to the.
Are you the coordinator, the son of a bitch?
Yes, I am, Dad.
He hadn't taken any notice of it?
I had not.
Well, if you coordinate, you have to take notice of it every day. in spite of you, the fact that you're one of the few people who stay in that damn radio room, it's got to be done. Or you're going to have an assistant that's delegated. Because it's not Charlie's channel of responsibility. In that instance, it was yours. Although somebody has to take an overall perspective. Yes, yes, yes.
I have a question, Lee. How many hours did the bulldozers work today, and where did they work?
I did not see them. All I know, they were working down in the rice field. I don't know how many hours they worked.
If you're a coordinator, you would know that. That's my point.
You ought to know that.
They worked all
day today.
Good. No, you were late.
They started the motors about 10 minutes to 8. About 10 to 8, the motors were fired up. Because we marked it. We walked by there. We left here about 7:30. We walked slowly up the road. We got down the road and went down there.
Shift.
About 10 to 8. For the start up of the motors. There were no motor runs at 10 to 8.
10 to 8? Those bulldozers are essential right now. You are the most essential part. While we still got some dry, you better be making hay while the sun shines. And you have to have that outlined and organized tightly, Lee. When a person is in their capacity at work, do not respond to them. Do not take the liberty to respond to them as a relative. You understand? Okay.
I think it works both ways. I think Mike has changed a little bit. I don't think that's fair. I'd still say Mike, and it's not...
Listen, you just disputed me.
I didn't dispute you.
Yes, you did.
Shut up! Fuck you!
No, you just disputed me. You don't think that's fair. I just said what was me. Now, you watch how you word things.
Charlie says that Mike hasn't...
Well, then you clarify what you're saying, because I got to watch. I got people looking for anarchy in any quarter.
Well, I wasn't talking about you.
All right. But don't tell somebody shut up. Don't tell me shut up. Can you hear anything?
Why, that's right. You shouldn't tell them to shut up.
You got to take the heat.
Clear that you're not disputing Dad.
Not Dad.
Well,
Father, Dad,
the
Dad.
Leader. I know, but
the
you
office.
Had all of us. The reason I called you Dad.
The office.
Now, how do you react to that? So I can know that one day I can lay down in peace.
I think that's right, but...
Okay, now...
You're wrong
for saying shut up this man over here, whoever... Well, I didn't even know
it was a man. All I heard was...
I don't know who it was either. Doesn't matter, does it? Does it matter whether it was a man or a woman?
It sure doesn't.
Okay.
If it was a man, he would have got it worse.
No, somebody said something over there.
I honestly thought...
But the point was you were wrong to say shut up, right?
Right, I was wrong.
Okay. No, don't do that. No, don't do that.
All I was saying is that I didn't think it was fair what Charlie said, because I feel that Mike has changed. But I still feel that Mike is not only contrary to Charlie, he's contrary to all of us when we try to, you know.
This is true.
He's naturally contrary. We had a little talk about it today, about how contrary he is, you know. And I said that I felt that it was a good ingredient, but sometimes you overdid it. And another thing, Charlie will come up to Mike, and before Mike's even given a chance, he says, "Oh, Mike's going to give me shit." And like I heard, you said a remark to Michelle when you were in the room the other day about, you know, you can't get nothing through to him or anything. You know, like, and I don't think you want to give him a chance. And I know it's a conflict between you two. And I think it works both ways. I think it's mostly Mike. I know Mike is contrary as hell when it comes to trying to get him to do anything. And I don't think I'm the only one that feels that way.
Well, you have a lot of wisdom. Let me tell you something. The other day when I walked in your room, Charlie and everybody was there, and he noticed it. So what's the matter with you? You were hostile to me because of something I mentioned, which you got to get over paranoia. When I talk about guns, if I didn't trust you with guns, you wouldn't have no gun. Not second. So I trust you with guns. But every time I make mention of guns, you guys give me static. It's not only you. There's a lot of folk here. Give me static. Guns can be stolen just by for animosity. Right?
Yeah,
and I will always talk about guns. You were obviously hostile to me when I walked in.
I swear.
I'm sure Charlie must have noticed it. There was some reaction. Well, fuck Charlie, not fuck Charlie.
I don't feel I was.
You don't fuck Charlie.
I was hostile, but I wasn't hostile to you.
Well, nobody would have known it. I walked out. I said, I'll leave you in peace.
Okay.
I just saw it.
Okay.
I'm sorry I gave you that impression, you know. Okay.
I understand your hostility as a dad.
I swear.
But not in the office. I can't have it.
I was hostile at the fact that there's security people running around here that could take the time and clean the fucking weapons, and I get stuck with them, and then it's always said to me, and I don't want the goddamn things in my room.
Well, no, so fine. Can security people take care of cleaning the guns?
And I don't feel, and I honestly don't feel, the reason I've taken it on, I don't feel that it'll be done properly. Because I've seen them before. And I'm not going to straighten it out.
You want the guns cleaned someplace else, or we don't? You don't think it'll be done properly? What is it they're not doing properly?
Half these guns, I've never used hunting weapons before. I've had to figure it out. And I don't. I feel like
you
do the same
but
thing.
I can't figure it out. That's ridiculous. You've already figured it out, so why don't you teach them?
Okay.
What you have learned, you should be able to teach, rather than have them go experimenting at the expense of maybe a weapon.
You know how to do it. You should teach them. You know how to do
it. What is it?
I said, if you know how to do it, you should teach them.
But the way I feel, and it's not, I'm not talking about the coordinators in charge of the security, because they have other things to dispense, you know, duties and stuff. But the
who are you aiming at? Who are you aiming at?
I don't know who's in charge exactly of the would be the cleaning of the weapons, but I don't feel they think that, you know, you can clean, like you can take your car to the car wash every 2 weeks, but you got to treat I feel you have to treat a gun like it's, you know, it's a fragile
toy. All right,
now,
but that was unnecessary. That trip you took was unnecessary. That still had nothing to do with three guns laying on the shelf when I come in there, and the people have access to your room.
All I said,
I know there's no bullet in it. I know they couldn't fire it. But they got people. They got the people here. There's some hostile people. They would take those guns, throw them in a shithole so we couldn't use them.
That is true.
That's right.
You're not careless about laying weapons around with guns, bullets. I'm not. I want to make that clear. But you know what to do with your basketball. You know how to dig the basketball out of the shithole. Did you not? I mean, we had to dig the basketball out of the shithole. The one we only had one.
Yeah.
Plus you dug teeth out of the shithole, too. You are getting acquainted with shitholes, I must say. But there are people here that will do that kind of stuff just for the fun of it.
I know that, and I... Okay.
If you know it, then you won't have the guns there anymore, will you?
I certainly won't. I don't want them there. I don't want the guns there.
Now, that's not the point.
Okay, I won't.
You have them locked up in the convenience of what you're making there.
I have.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you can do the guns, then you should do them.
But I don't feel it's fair. I work a regular work day, and then I have to clean the guns on top of it. I don't feel it's fair.
Well, then you have to teach somebody how to do it. Is that right?
Yeah.
So who's going to be there to learn with him? Now you're going to have to organize and structure it that's done.
Joe, he can show Joe and
Johnny. Johnny's
in charge of
this. Show Joe and who? You show them. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow you guys get on it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on now.
As far as that goes, anything I can help him with, because I'm just as at fault at, you know, being neglectful of the guns over there.
Right. All of you living in there are. Well, he's the one's got them, so I got to go to the person who's responsible. Sure, all of you are in that house. You'd lock them up. Because that's Grand Central Station, what I can see of it.
That's right. Right.
Okay, I finished. I said all I had to say.
Pizza.
could have at least always got to say.
I told Lee the other day when he came to me about this thing about not starting up to 1 o'clock. I told him that under no circumstances would one of them be sitting idle. And it, as far as starting up at 10 to 8 or whatever they said time it was, is that it was a. I don't
shift, please.
Yeah, I can't understand with the time because we left here real close to 7. I mean, that's from what I remember of it.
You disagree with the man's statement that it was 10 after 8?
Yeah, because it was real close to 7, at least that's what I thought when we left. Because I remember.
I better synchronize the time. I thought somebody was supposed to synchronize the time and tell us from radio. Of course, yeah, that's a joke. Radio night at night, radio, we could do it. Radio at night, and somebody can be the time synchronizer. They can synchronize that clock in there every night, radio. Will you do so?
I'm not going to take the apologize or take the heat off the Bowles operators at all for the time today, but I know that we've got one hell of a problem in knowing what time to go to work here. We go by this clock on the wall and that goddamn thing. We don't know whether it's 20 minutes fast, 20 minutes slower, what it is.
Well, then who's going to take a part of synchronizing the clock?
Synchronize
the same. Also, that's what I'm saying. They can synchronize it. Just mark off 5 hours. Mark off 5 hours from San Francisco. We're 5 hours ahead of San Francisco. Be all set, then you'll set that clock. Thank you. Then we'll know the wall clock will be right every day. You have set some bitch every day because everything gains and loses. It's outrageous. Most of the clocks around here gain. That's what I found. Mine gains 20 minutes a day. It's maddening. I know the problem that you're having with clocks. It is indeed maddening. Now, we didn't even satisfy this one that has to wake up. Now, I've got a watch down there, the one left. We passed over somebody here like fancy flight. It was irregular on my part to let it go, but I was in a stormy headache, and I since remembered somebody asked for a clock. We said, well, we'll get the clock later. Jonestown Police, we said, she can't get no clock later. I've never seen the sun tell time at night. You woke up 30 minutes ago. I bet they were upset. Oh, well, somebody run down to the house. There's a clock. There's a wristwatch. There's a wristwatch on the shelf. What do you mean everybody needs a wristwatch?
No,
police. Not police.
Somebody just handed me this watch. So.
Well, that's thoughtful. Will you come up and get this, sweet? Here's a watch. That was my mistake. That's what I want all of you to do is look at errors, judgments. Not perfect. Just because you're criticized, that doesn't take away from your strength. Like I thought Stephen done well. 6 months ago, if I'd have done that to him, it'd have been a different, entirely different reaction. Right? How you feeling, lad?
Not too good.
You should have said, I'm doing well, Father. Communism is right, right? You saw there was no other procedure to follow, was there?
Yeah.
I keep testing you. Everything fine? That's cool. Keep it cool.
I just like to point out that what I noticed in this is that the same rules applied for Stephen and Mother as well as applied for all of us in here. And I'd just like to thank you for your fairness and your love.
Yep. Gotta be. No matter how much guilt I may have about bringing a child in the world, I got to stand this office fair. It's toughy, because some people don't make it easy for you to be fair. Okay, now, thank you, CT. I'm trying my best to be impartial. And I can live with a good conscience in that matter. I can live with a good conscience, whether anybody else interprets it properly or not. I can live with a good conscience on that matter. What is it, sister? Now we are at the natural insecticides. What are you up for something?
Becky would, she would normally be reading about this, but she had a security shift, so she.
What I'm asking is, there any major problem? I know. I'm saying, but is there any major problems in the thing?
No.
You've read it, have you, Betty?
Yeah, it's just a report on some work she did.
Good. What are we going to do about these flies, and why in the hell are these flies taking us like the plague? How many have your flies swatted tonight? Okay, that's why they're taking us. Now, I want to see everybody with your fly swatter. I'll be asking, you see that I'm asking each meeting. And the next time I ask, it'll be a warning. And everybody's name will be taken down. And it's like anybody's late from now on. Wade, you be strict and put their name down, no matter where and when and who is late. Same thing going to start, Wade, with fly swatter. You implement this if you can. We'll take the note, those who have fly swatter. Better thing to do is count the ones that do. So everybody will have a warning, and two warnings, you'll go on learning crew. That means we'll have 90% of the people in learning. Better see the fly swatters. I'm not kidding you. What can be done about the fly? I still don't think we know what we're doing.
Research started.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. That's a good point.
Okay. I've come across some pamphlets on some various insecticides that are supposed to be specific for flies and mosquitoes and stuff like that. One of the big problems with flies is that they reproduce so fast and they grow immune to the various poisons we've been using. But this is pyrethrum-based, and as I understand it, the stuff does not, it's been used for centuries in many ways, and insects don't grow as immune as quickly to it as they do to the other stuff, so I'm going to try and get some.
Well, Chinese eliminated flies. How in the hell do they do it? Just swat them. I didn't catch you. Didn't catch what you said. Thank you, that's true. You see, they did it with a fly swatter. He's saying they don't go immune to being smashed. How many are going to get your fly swatter out tomorrow and carry it? You see people cut it around their neck. I see people, Goodspeed the other day with his red socks and his yellow fly swatter. I thought it was really beautiful. Tripping down with these fly swatter. Now let's carry our fly swatter and use them. How am I going to do it now? We're going to penalize you if you don't. Well, I was giving news tonight. I was swatting flies. And I said, all day long when I give the news, I'm swatting flies. I'm crazy about flies. And the little bastards germinate. By the way, what is it? That one fly trap was fixed up by Joyce, it worked for me. And that thing down there at the house ain't worth shit. It ain't worth shit. I'd like her to get together and compare with other people with insecticides to see what the hell's wrong that those fly traps are not working. Not around the east, anyway.
Dad, I got a correspondence from Debbie Evans, that a man, Dr. Pierre Noel, is an authority on flies and mosquitoes in Guyana, in Georgetown. And Don Fields last night, before the boat left yesterday, I guess two nights ago, sent a letter to him, and maybe we can make radio Georgetown to contact him.
We can make a telephone contact. That's dead. Will they give us any idea when we're going to have a telephone? Let's ask them. Telecom. We need a telephone. That was surely. It's outrageous. Tractors cost. Learn to make smoke signals, for Christ's sakes, or something. All right, let's see. The radio people get that? Okay. I want to find out. I want to get rid of these flies. This would be heaven if it wasn't for these fucking flies. No complaint. I don't give a damn. They're all over me. Life, death, doesn't make a difference. I take it as it comes. But I'd like to see it. When we have all these ambassadors coming, I sure would like to have these flies down. I'm going to be on your ass if you don't do it. Well, it's a matter of days, they're coming. The Russians show the Soviets. You would never hear no American. American want to get the fly. They want to find out what time the reservation and how they're going to be picked up. The Russian says, well, why don't we just ride on your boat? The Russian ambassador. That's fun. That'd be fun. I think the Yankees sure would do something with that on the headlines. Jones is bringing in the Russians down the river.
Right.
At night, yeah. I think that'd be good. Smuggle Russians in. Give them something to talk about. I hope they make a news story of that. That beats healing. Beats the hell out of healing. Let's slip the news to the capitalist press. I bet that'd be news headlines from London to you know where. Unknown Soviet agents from their embassy. We'd force a relationship between the Soviet Union and USA. I've got an idea there. I do have an idea there. I shall be our own network that night. How are the Russians going to deny us if they're in our boat? Okay. Jackson, you'll be sure to be ready with pictures on that day. Not that they want to deny us, but I trust us is who I trust. Fully. I trust me. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I had some concern about just exactly what is happening to...
I'm quite serious about what I just said on the Russians, by the way. On both ends. Taking picture.
Mm-hmm. I had some concern about what is happening to the chemicals that we are putting into the environment. And I wonder if anything's being done to monitor just exactly where they're going. I raised this issue as a public health issue with Dr. Schacht. For example, I heard that we're spraying compost pits. Now, that to me is somewhat alarming because what we're doing is putting pesticides directly into the food chain because the compost is used to fertilize food and they derive their nutrients from it. And I don't feel confident that we have a real handle on just exactly what we're doing with this stuff. And I'd like to see some...
I agree, but I'm telling you, it's going to take a long time for you to do physical damage to the body when this ecosystem has never been bothered by these chemicals. I wouldn't get these people unduly alarmed out there. They're going to die of something from chemicals because it'll be a long, long generation. I agree, you should talk to analysts and perhaps ought to be discussed there to get them to be moderate and to know what the hell they're doing, but there's no need for people to get alarmed that they're going to get any kind of chemical reaction at this stage. I don't think we put that much into the soil from what I've read. Anybody can challenge that on the farm analyst board if they want to. Now it's on the board, might as well deal with it, and I always believe in dealing with it honestly.
One thing that I think should be taken into consideration is that all of these things break down. They all break down. You're talking about putting them in the soil. The soil is one of the greatest laboratories on the planet for breaking down chemicals or anything else. As far as it getting off into our food,
it's just a long cry, I would say. Wouldn't you, agronomist?
Yes, Dad.
Yeah, I don't think it's I think it's one of these liberalish notions that they get overly excited about, particularly in the third world system where there's been none of it used to speak of here.
In fact, we spray the very same plants with the same sprays that we're spraying the compost pits with. We put it on the plants.
I say I would rather that you sprayed them than to see them before you sprayed them, but that was nothing but sticks instead of leafy vegetables. I would rather take a little insecticide with my leafy green vegetables than to have no leafy green vegetables. I don't know about the rest of you or not, but... Okay, what is it now?
Well, I'd like to bring to attention, today we was out in the peanut field, and the cushion ants is just taking over the cassava and the peanuts. They're just all over.
No shit. Why didn't we hear that before?
Well, I brought attention to Joyce today, and she told me she would bring it up in the meeting tonight, but she didn't, so.
She didn't?
I brought it up to Becky, and Becky told me to write it up to her, so I wrote it up to her, and she's going to go and take care of them.
You better be taking care of her. Is this, who is it, who's the one who's going to be brought up by, is this a young one? Huh? Your ass is grass if you did what you accuse of. You sat in my security meeting and you voiced the security private security matters?
Yes, Dad, I did. That was very stupid of me.
Oh, it's worse than stupid. Because I told you what, I told you better not be. You asked him to do your questions?
No, Dad. I asked him to see what he thought, and I was asking.
You asked him to, he don't know shit what's going on. You asked him to discuss what you would do in the case of my death?
Yes, Dad. Yes, Dad.
He don't know shit. Now, that's a heavy thing to land on somebody. Sounds like I'm getting ready to die. And some of you fuckers are counting on, don't count too heavy. don't take any gambles on it. For you that are getting over anxious about me dying, out of concern and some out of anxiousness, hoping it'll happen, I've run a high blood pressure since I was 23. And I've doubled that since. How can you stand 23 years more of me? Some of you can't stand it, but maybe you have to do it. Okay. Anybody feels in black America, Indian America, is going to feel some blood pressure. It used to be a hell of a lot higher than that. Marston can tell you when it was one night when, how long was that, 11 years ago, when I went into shock, it was 266 over 160 or something like that. I'm still here, honey. My brain ain't damaged. I got my eye on your ass. Go ahead. Go ahead. But we want to be prepared for any eventuality. But that was a hell of a thing to tell him. He don't know the context. Anybody that's in Operation Zero like I am, I want to make preparations. Some people take glory that their movement would die when they do. They don't have no goddamn concern except their ego. All I'm concerned about is principle. I want this thing to continue.
Dad, last night when Joyce is writing a paper, she had Anita there helping her, telling her answers and discussing questions and stuff with her. Anita March.
Anita March?
No, Dad.
Son of a bitch, how many people did you drag ass into this thing that's supposed to be security?
Dad, I was asking her some questions about the news because I had it all mixed up and I was asking.
Okay, well, the fact is you did ask security, you did breach my security and talk about important security, how we'd secure this place. Now, you heard that was absolutely, we said it's going to be trouble if it happened.